You're listening to The Aligned Athlete with Rosie Mead, the podcast which shows you how to achieve alignment in training and lifestyle. This is the place to talk about enhancing your performance and taking inspired action whilst living a life you love. I'm your host, Rosie Mead, transformation coach and expert in mindset, rest and recovery, and this is the Aligned Athlete podcast. Morning, everyone. Hope that you've had a lovely weekend. We've had a full-on weekend for John. So he did this amazing cycle around Dorset with other friends. He went around every Hall and Woodhouse pub in Dorset. So I think there were 54, and I can't remember how many miles, but it was over 2 days, whole of Dorset. And they're raising money for Dorset Mind. So they're aiming to raise 1,777. And I think they're not too far off that target. And so we're as a family kind of coming back in alignment today. So first of all, I just wanted to point out that being in alignment doesn't have to be this kind of big thing all the time, focusing on your purpose, on your why, you know, delving deep inside. It can just be the kind of day-to-day stuff. So right now, John's just been sorting the van, putting his stuff in the washing, like just things like that, little things that maybe you need to do to kind of just get back in alignment. But my main thing that I wanted to come on to talk about today is about the importance of having a support system. So it just suddenly dawned on me around kind of alignment this morning is, you know, now's our time to kind of align back as a couple. And that kind of, we all have like cycles like that. You know, if you've got events coming up, then you're full on focused on that event, then the event happens, then that's then when you need to realign as a family, as a couple, with friends, whatever it is, whoever's in your support system. And this is a big theme that's been coming up in my coaching lately as well. So we've been talking about, the importance of having a support system in the first place, and one that's not just like part of your club or your coach or kind of sports related, but actually outside, and that kind of wider support network. So that's family, friends, relationships, and the kind of importance of having that, because having a really strong support system, people that believe in you, that will support you no matter what, might question you, and that's okay. That's sometimes what you need to keep you going and to question, you know, why am I doing this? Is it in alignment with what I want right now? So the kind of importance of having a support system, and then it will give you the confidence to have self-belief, to go follow your dreams, to live your best life. But don't forget to bring those people with you. I think that's so important. And it's something that kind of doesn't get talked about that often, which is where I'm coming at in terms of performance, is not from the physical side, but more from kind of, the mindset, the aligning with everything else that you've got going on in your life. And like I said, it's been a big theme in my coaching lately. So looking at who's in your support system, bringing them on that journey with you. So I think often it can be a kind of either or. I haven't had caffeinated coffee this morning, where you're either focusing on training and performance, and that's one aspect of your life, or you're with family or friends or whatever it is that's not sport related, and it can feel like these are two completely polar opposite ends of your life, when in actual fact they're not at all, are they? This is your life. This is you. Every aspect that you've got kind of going on that's around sports or anything else, that's all part of you. So kind of my first thing is to bring your support system into your training, to your performance side. So I've lived this on the other side. So John's a triathlete, and there'd be times over the years where I'd feel resentment. So in my mind, it was that he was going out on a jolly with friends and training, and I'd be home with the kids, And then there are probably times when I've been out of band or had a weekend away with band, and John's been at home with the kids and feeling resentment. And, you know, that's not where you want to be. So if you can kind of, like, you're part of this, if you're watching this and you're part of kind of someone's support system, you're very much part of helping them to achieve their best. And I don't know how to word this. So you don't want to hold them back. But I think also there's a lot of give and take. So I think as a support system, sorry, my computer's just going funny. I'm just going to move my phone a sec. I have StreamYard on my computer and my phone propped against my computer, but it's a touchscreen computer. So every now and then my phone makes it click on something. Anyway, so I think it is really about give and take. So if you are part of someone's support system, find stuff for yourself that is going to help you to feel in alignment. So for instance, John has his triathlon, and you know, there's so much training that goes into it because you've got three events to train for. And then obviously this time of year, there are more competitions. So kind of training ramps up. But then I have my business, I have band. So I play in a Royal Navy band, and that for me is a big part of my identity. So that's my thing. So I think it's really important, especially if you're in a relationship, to make sure that there's this kind of give and take. And when we're scheduling in training, so when I know that John's going to be training, it's always, okay, so you're going to be doing this, then I'm going to be blocking in to work on my PhD. Or that, it doesn't sound like that's that's very relaxing, but that was often be my default. Okay, you're going to train, so this is when I'm going to work on my PhD. And then I'd feel like that's fine that he's training, because my time will come. We've scheduled it in. And that's often what you need, I think, to kind of maybe help to like lessen that resentment that might come. But also to remember, you know, whether you're a friend, family, in a relationship, that you want the best for that person, right? So you want to support them with their dreams. And likewise, I'm sure that they want to support you with your dreams too. So start kind of thinking that you're useful. So you're part of this support system. You're actually of use. And if you're watching this and you're an athlete, think about your support system and how you can help them to feel useful. So, you know, explaining what your training plan looks like, what your path is. You know, do you want to do an Ironman? Do you want to be part of a GB team or whatever it is? Let them in on that purpose, and they'll understand then where your drive's coming from. Your drive isn't, hopefully, coming from not wanting to spend time with them and finding anything that you possibly can to get away from them. But I must admit, at times, that's sometimes what it feels like. So you've then got to bring them into that and explain your purpose, explain what's driving you. They then can feel needed, that they're useful. You know, that's so important, because they need to feel part of this purpose too and journey. So yeah, do like give them stuff to do if they want. So I'm now conscious people in your support system might hate me for saying this, you know, giving them things to do, giving them tasks. Maybe first of all is checking in to see, would they like to be part of this journey? Where can they kind of show up? So I must admit, so my role in this support system is not so much the doing, because I have my own stuff going on, but my thing is the sitting back. I'm really good at sitting back. I was saying about kind of being a specialist in rest and recovery. So I do focus a lot on that kind of sitting back, taking the back seat, letting John take the direction. And at times I'm really conscious that this might come across that I don't care. And actually it's the complete opposite. So John did this mammoth bike ride over the weekend. I waved him off at the beginning. I wasn't sure whether I was going to go meet him at the end, because I had the kids and bedtime and stuff. And I just needed to see at the time if it was going to fit into sort of what we were up to, and bath time, bedtime. I did check the route. So over the weekend, I kind of checked in to see where he was on the live tracker. But other than that, I kind of just left him to it, which I'm conscious that, yeah, like I said, at times might seem like I don't care, but it's the complete opposite. It's kind of that Damien Hughes talks about having the roots to grow and the wings to fly. So personally, that's my role in the support system. I'm there as the roots. I'll be there on the ground looking after stuff so then John can go fly. And likewise, saying about give and take, same with me. So I'll go to band when we're able to. There'll be gigs we'll start picking back up again. We'll have festivals, socials, stuff like that. I then know that the roots at home are firmly embedded. The girls are happy, they're looked after, and that's then my time to fly. So it is that kind of give and take. So that's sort of my role. And other people might want to be a lot more hands-on and, I don't know what you do, helping to make the training plan or cooking really nutritious meals or cleaning their house, bringing food over, like, to replenish you while you're on your event or whatever it is. I'm going off on a tangent. But we all have different roles and we all, like, we have a different sense of achievement, as in the thing that makes kind of ticks my box for achieving might be completely different to the thing that ticks your support system's box. I'm trying to think where I'm going with this. So I hope that this kind of helps you with, you know, an idea about, first of all, having a support system, then kind of the support system needing to feel useful, and then really nurture that support system. You know, like I said, bring them on that journey. Let them kind of, yeah, know where you're heading and what you would love them to do. And likewise, give them the wings to fly. You need to provide the routes so that they can fly. So that then ultimately they can be in the best position to give to you, which is then going to enhance your performance. And you will go out training or competing without feeling guilt. They will then not feel resentment while you're out there doing these activities because they're part of that journey with you and they're going to be there the whole way along, wherever you're going. And if you think in terms of alignment, it's not just that they're in alignment with your training, but that your training is in alignment with your lifestyle, which includes your friends, family, relationships. Everything you'll start to see, if you start focusing on your support system, you'll start to see how these things just start fitting in alignment and you'll feel good because like Danielle Laporte talks about, feeling good is the primary intention. And that's something that I really lean into as an individual. And I try to encourage friends, family, John, so that we all feel good. We all feel good individually, which then ultimately means that as a collective, we feel good, which is the primary intention. Cool. So I'm going to leave you to it. Do let me know if any of this resonates with you, if some of it you're not quite sure about. What does your support system look like? Who's in your support system and how do you nurture them? Or maybe after watching this video, what could you do to nurture them that little bit more? Drop me a message or leave a comment. I'd love to know. Have a great weekend. Hope it's sunny where you are. If it is, enjoy the sun. I'll catch up with you really soon. Thank you for listening to the Aligned Athlete podcast with Rosie Mead. If you've liked this episode, why not join my free Facebook community? Check out the Aligned Athlete Club. Let's get you feeling aligned in both training and lifestyle and living a life you love.